As the diplomats talked, Israel and Hezbollah traded more rockets and bombs, and Israel threatened to expand its offensive if the diplomacy fails. Yesterday, Israel suffered its highest single-day death toll in this war, 15 killed in Hezbollah attacks. Today, Israeli warplanes struck the Lebanese coastal town of Gazeera. Three buildings were hit, and rescuers have found at least two bodies so far. Many more are believed buried in the rubble. NPR's Ivan Watson was at the scene of one dramatic rescue.
Rescue workers just raced away in an ambulance carrying 16-year-old Sahar Zabad. This girl was buried for more than 9 hours under the rubble of a four-story house. Rescue workers here cutting through three floors of concrete and iron using jackhammers, blow torches, at times their bare hands, scissors, knives, to try to get through all of that rubble to reach this 16-year-old girl who, throughout the whole ordeal, was screaming and crying and wailing to the rescuers. At times we heard her yelling, "Please, I don't want to die. Please get me out of here." The rescuers repeated again and again to her, "Yalla Sahar, yalla, we're coming, we're coming." I saw one body pulled out of one of the other three houses that was demolished today by Israeli airstrikes, a man, and then I saw a woman pulled out of the third of the three houses. I also saw a woman's hand and forearm pulled out and a scalp of a woman pulled out.
That's NPR's Ivan Watson in Gazeera, Lebanon.